Oh, talking about food now, Anna Trepido, our resident foodie. Good morning and happy Saturday.
Hello, hello.
So, Mandela Day last week, but doesn't mean that we should pack away our compassion. So we tried to do 67 minutes just 7 days ago. We can still do our bit for those in need. And this time, you want to tell us about the restaurant industry. I mean, talk about an industry that's really feeling the effects of COVID-19.
Well, absolutely. I think that, restaurants are in every way social creatures. So they've been at the forefront of, just economic collapse. But in fact, what I want to talk about today is, food. So often we do food as lovely things, food as special treats, food as restaurants to go to for special occasions. But, food is also hunger and, distribution of resources in a society. So what I thought was, Mandela Day kind of snuck up on people this year, that we've all of us been so busy just fighting COVID-19 immediate crises, that the sort of normal pattern of our lives, for quite a lot of people, the 18th of July came and they thought, oh God, it's Mandela Day and I haven't thought to do anything. So this is for people who want to belatedly do a sort of food-adjacent good deed. And also just to say, that we all know that Mandela Day is not supposed to be a single day, that it's supposed to be about creating a more equal South Africa all year round. And right now there is a food crisis, and a hunger crisis. So I found a couple of organizations that are involved in food and food adjacent things. But I think more than anything, if people are just feeling overwhelmed and have some money to give away, Chefs with Compassion are a fantastic organization. That they have a website, so www.chefswithcompassion.org.za. You can donate via Zappa or EFT, and that's a way of just thinking, I know that there's hungry people there. I know that this is an overwhelming problem. This is an organization that are providing warm and delicious meals for people who are needing warm and delicious meals. If one wants to do something specific to a particular area or a particular kind of vulnerable person, there are a range of options. And I thought Sandwich Angels in Soweto was a really fantastic organization, that they are Mandela Day related in that they started on Mandela Day in 2014 by simply, it was a group of friends who decided to make 67 sandwiches for children living in informal settlements in and around Soweto. And, it's just grown and grown. So now they are, feeding thousands of children every day in the informal settlements around Soweto, that they are getting cooked meals twice a week from Chefs with Compassion. So their greatest needs is A, for petrol, because they then need to drive that food around. But they're doing an amazing thing. So the children arrive looking for food. But they've got a little homework center going. That the idea originally was that they would provide children with homework packs. And these they've compiled themselves. I said, are the teachers giving it? No, they're doing them themselves. They've made little homework packs to kind of try and fill in the education gaps. And the idea was that kids were going to take those home and do them at home. But in fact, what seems to have happened is that, the children not only require adult support to do those homework assignments, but also, they just need a safe space and a space where they think that, it's a kind of child-centered environment. So the kids are arriving, they are having their food, so twice a week it's cooked meals, the rest of the week it's sandwiches, and then they are sitting on the ground, poor children, in the freezing cold with no structure, and doing their homework, poor little things. So, they Sandwich Angels are looking for little tables and chairs and petrol money to drive food around, and, you know, that they are an astonishing organization, that they're on Facebook as Sandwich Angels. But you can also, if you WhatsApp them on 078-358-9832, they are, you know, ready and willing to take, frankly, anything. They're a fantastic organization. That in addition to them, I found an astonishing woman. She's a chef in Ekurhuleni, and her name is Carol Madumo. And she, you know, she normally runs a catering company, and her business has been completely decimated by COVID-19. So she, you know, normally she does weddings and tombstone unveilings and birthday parties and all of that. But she has just converted her kitchen into, she's cooking, she's making food parcels, and she is distributing throughout Ekurhuleni. And while she is getting donations of fresh produce, so fruit and veg that are, you know, coming from supermarkets and that kind of thing, she was using all her own supplies of salt, cooking oil, various starches, tea, coffee, and those have now run out. So Carol Madumo, who can be contacted on 073-171-0271, is a fantastic person, but she's also, she is driving food parcels to people in quarantine because, you know, it's completely obvious when one thinks about it that, you know, of course people who are infected are going to go out if they need food. You know, if you can't bring the food to them at a certain point, they are going to have to go out to seek food. So she is looking for petrol money and gas to keep cooking, nappies, you know, obviously people who eat need toothpaste, she needs cleaning products. So she's on 073-171-0271. And again, fabulous woman. That then finally there's a woman in Rudaput whose name is Storm Thunder Nut. And she runs an organization that has historically, it's called Opportunities Job Creation Center. And they have been in business for 22 years, and they have been a skills training organization for homeless people, specifically homeless young men. And they are, you know, so they have this shelter and they train people, and that's what they've been doing. And they have a shelter. The shelter is now in lockdown with 80 residents in it. That in addition to the shelter, they used to have a drop-in center where people could come and have a hot meal, homeless people or hungry people could come every day from outside. And now because the shelter's in lockdown, they're feeding at the gate. And, you know, they started with 20 people at the beginning of lockdown. They've now got 220 regulars. That they're also doing soup kitchens in Davidsonville, in Durban Deep, and they're doing food parcels for people who have homes but who, you know, are extremely food vulnerable. And one of the things that Storm says she's noticed when she does these deliveries is that pets are hungry, you know, that she's saying, you know, in addition to food for people, she needs food for pets, for dog food and cat food and those sorts of things. But, and what I thought was most interesting is, you know, people, they don't want big expensive things, you know, they're not asking for huge donations. What Storm would really like is, because she's got these people at the gate that she's feeding every day, she said, I need containers to put food into. And I said, you mean like takeaway containers? She said, I don't need anything nearly that fancy. I want old ice cream tubs and margarine tubs and just things that I can put the stew into so people can take it home. So anybody who has a huge pile, as we nearly all do, of old ice cream tubs and, you know, things that feta cheese once came in, and, you know, that instead of, like, sending those to landfills, send them. Well, Storm actually says she will come to you and collect. That she is on 074-799-3954. And, you know, they are called the OJC Development Center in Rudaput. And they, yeah, so anybody with ice cream tubs, Storm's your girl.
Well, Anna, you've really highlighted the fact that in spite of us living in such unpredictable times and tough times, you can still try and do your bit. And it's good to see as well that in spite of being under such severe pressure, restaurants and those in the catering and food business are still, you know, doing two things. They're helping the needy, but also doing so in a way that allows them to survive.
Well, Chefs with Compassion are just, you know, I think they've done an amazing job, both at supporting, you know, restaurant workers who are themselves in a desperate state. But, you know, in just saying we have these skills and let's use them, that there is absolutely no reason why poor people should be eating food that is anything less than delicious, you know, that we don't develop different mouths and tongues because we are hungry, and that food is such a good way of saying, I value you, that you are an important member of this society, and that we can only do this together, you know, that there's no way out without us all surviving this thing. So
indeed,
Mandela Day is, you know, if we can just help Chefs with Compassion make Mandela Day an everyday, that I think would be a very sensible thing.
Indeed. Anna Tripita, we'll have to leave it at that. Talking to us about restaurants that have pivoted and have gone into the business of feeding those less fortunate.